Valentine's Day. How much do you spend?
Oh.
We're going to talk about it in the fuzz. And today we have Ryan Guy's Lemonade and also
Thirsty Dog Lemon Shandy.
Let's get right into the look.
All right, we're going with the bonus points looks out of five. I got the Thirsty Dog Brewing Company Lemon Shandy. This is infused with natural lemon. That's what it says on there. Right off the rip, I don't like it. I see it's a lemon shandy that looks like an orange. Yes, it very much looks like an orange. Is that not an orange?
It looks like an orange, 100%.
So right off the rip, they must have got the wrong label on this thing. I'm not digging that. Second off, they have a dog. I don't not like dogs. Why would you have a dog? I get your name is Thirsty Dog. There's your logo.
Yeah, I don't understand this guy. What's up with this guy? Wait, hold on. Unleash the flavor.
The flavor.
So is that a dog off the leash? It makes no sense, dude.
That's silly. It does look like Tang, like orange juice.
Yep.
That I'm getting. So this, for me, out of five, I'm giving that a 1.5.
Ooh, 1.5.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I get what Rich is saying. It looks like an orange. I mean, the inside here, I mean, I don't really cut open lemons that often, I don't really know what a half lemon looks like compared, but it definitely has the orange vibe. Like, I'm down in Florida, going to squeeze some oranges into this. Yeah, all they have is their dog, their logo dog here, and the random dog, I feel you, his name's Max, by the way. Like, I don't know if you saw that. At least they named the dog. Yeah. So there's got to be a reason, like, why they might have a dog on every can or something.
Sure, that's fine.
Maybe a rescue dog? I don't know enough about this. If it's a rescue dog, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know enough about this brand where I could tell you if it's a rescue dog or not. But
all I can tell you is, basing off of looks is what we're ranking now.
True. I'm just trying to give it a little bit of love. I'm trying to give it a little bit of love.
It's 2D.
Yeah. No.
I'm not picking it up. If I do, it's to throw it away.
I'm going to give it a two can rating. I agree, dude. Hopping over to the Rheingeist Lemonade. Now, this one's giving me the 70s
like
vibes,
that.
Dude.
Like,
definitely, you got all the lines, all the different colors here with the lime color, the green, the white, the yellow. It's screaming lemon lime, dude. Yes. So, and actually, it has a hint of lemon, a hint of lime in it. It's a hard lemonade with a hint of lime. So it's telling you exactly what it is by the colors. And I love the 70s vibe, the stripes, everything. Yeah. And yeah, I'm going to give this one a solid 4 can rating.
I'm a fan of it. We talked about this in the other episode, like this little hop head.
Correct. Cone head, like
they
we
throw
said.
It in all their logos. It's cool. Yeah. I like that. I love the vibe of it. It looks tasty.
This one looks different than the other Rheingeist, though. Like, if you look at the other Rheingeist, it has the logo, don't get me wrong, but the whole overall aesthetic of this can's a little different.
And even the name, Lemonade.
Lemonade.
That sounds cool. I'll try it.
Let me get that name.
I like the vibe of it. It looks neat. Like you said, like a 70s retro.
Yep.
It's sort of different than their other stuff. I guess if I had to think of a con, I mean, usually you're probably drinking this stuff like in the summer. It doesn't look too summery, but I don't think it needs to. So I do like it, and I'm going to go with a 4.
Yeah.
I'm going to rank this one.
I love the colors, man. Yeah. Without even knowing there was lime in it, I guessed that it was lemon and lime. So it right on point.
All right, we are back with the fuzz of the day. How much are you spending on your significant other for Valentine's Day? The national average, and this is from Wallet Hub, so take that statistics for a grain of salt, $175 a person is spending for Valentine's Day.
Wow.
I mean, I understand inflation. I understand things are going up. I don't know. Maybe taking someone out to dinner. Let's say it's a nice dinner. Maybe that does the bulk of it in. Let's say you're pushing 100. So you're not even at 100. Like after tip, you're at 90, 80.
Okay, so
a steak dinner, maybe 100, right? Where's the other 75? I guess roses. I don't know what those
chocolates,
are. $20
maybe.
Chocolates, okay. But to be an average, that means people are spending $200-$400. I mean, that's fine, I guess. I mean, I'm just like,
I feel like
me on the lower end.
I was going to say, I feel like it's a little much, and I feel like as America as a whole, like maybe just the world as a whole, we focus too much on like material things.
Yeah.
So we keep jumping up this price of what we got to give our significant other. See, I'm more the kind of the guy that like, let's chill at home, watch a movie. I'll get you some flowers and let me make you a dinner or something like that. I feel like Valentine's Day is
more thoughtful.
It's too much of a greeting card holiday you know, you got American Greetings out there. They're even coming up with Sweetest Day, which I don't know if everybody out there celebrates Sweetest Day. It's holiday. More of Ohio because American Greetings is from Ohio. And don't get me wrong. Anything to celebrate love or relationships with somebody, that your significant other or anybody like that, is awesome. But do we have to put a price on it like that? Like, I feel like it's a little messed up, man. It's a little messed up in my head. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. If I had a girlfriend, I would definitely be whining and dining her. But I feel like I can do it for under $175 where it's not breaking the bank.
And you don't need a certain day. Like, that's the other thing, too. I feel like there's this cultural effect where Valentine's Day is coming up. What are you doing? And you got to outdo your buddy or outdo someone else. I'm doing this. Well, I'm doing this and this. And I'm making ramen noodles in my house. I'm going to watch some Netflix.
Rub my girl's feet. Or something like that. Yeah, dude.
I mean, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
And it's...
Tying her up. Put her on her swing. I mean, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
Or guy, whatever.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's a girl. Yeah, or it could be a guy. Yeah, exactly.
I've seen you tie up some guys.
Yeah, well, Rich, don't tell the secret.
But, you know, so what's my number? What's your number?
Okay.
It's not 175.
So it's definitely not 175. I feel like a good max is $100, dude. I feel like $100 max. But and that's
too pricey.
And I feel like that's even still too pricey. I'm kind of just leaning a little bit more because I'm thinking, okay, if I get her flowers, that's $25.
We're going to get in the comments. All these girls want to get with Matt now. Yeah. Hey, Matt. you're single out here.
Let me list it out for you. Yeah. I'm getting her flowers, a dozen roses. It's going to be at minimum $25, maybe $30. Price of everything's going up. So you're going to spend that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to get her a card. You're going to take them out to dinner or buy them dinner, like I was saying, buy them some stuff at home. So food's going up in price. It might even be like $75 might be my max, dude.
I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
And it doesn't change every holiday.
Yeah.
$25.
$25.
That's what you're getting $25. Now this could be, and usually it's like a crafty thing. I'm going to make it.
Ooh, I'm making this thing. I do like making me.
I'll go to Joann Fabrics. I'll go to Michael's. I'll go somewhere. I will make something special for my significant other. So
give me an example. Like, what'd you make her last year?
Okay, so
for her birthday or Christmas or whatever.
Anniversary. I got our wedding dance song was Millionaire by Chris Stapleton, and so I got a picture, and it was the album, and it said like the song was like Chris Stapleton Millionaire, and it had the lyrics wrapped around like an album in a circle, and that was like $25 off like Etsy or something like that. So really thoughtful, put the date and everything like that.
Dang, dude, you are way more thoughtful than I am.
So I'm just, it could be done. It could be done. $25.
$25.
I'm doing it myself. And that's every holiday, every whatever. That's my limit.
Well, guys, let us know in the comments what your total...
What's your budget?
Yeah, what your budget is for Valentine's Day this year. And is it anywhere near the national average of $175? Because ours is not. Right. But let's get into the taste.
Let's do it.
All right, back at it. We're in it to win it. We got the taste right now, and I'm favorite excited part for this one. Let's start out with the lemonade.
Let's
by Rheingeist. And this one looks like a Sprite or something, dude. It's very clear.
White. Yeah. It's white, it's hazy, it's foggy, it's clear, it's throwing
maybe it's
me
more
off
of a seltzer. I'm going to give it a little smell. Oh, this one smells like lemon.
Yeah. It's a strong lemon.
Like almost like your lemon cleaner.
Yeah, clean, that's what I was thinking.
Like a pine salt or something.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wow, that room.
This is weird. This one's definitely, I don't know how I feel about this one, dude.
Wow, I just praised the heck
out
of that can.
I know, dude.
For this?
To turn us down, bro.
This doesn't taste like lemon. This doesn't taste like lime.
It's not good, dude.
This doesn't taste like anything. This is bad.
Now, it does kind of, don't get it wrong, like it does kind of give you a lemon-lime vibe. It gives you the quick lemon right up rip. But at the end, on the aftertaste, you have totally the lime taste, for sure. I think so, honest.
This tastes like, if you go to the store, and you're at Dollar Tree, and you find the generic 7-Up, and then you make it diet, and then you go three steps below that, that's what this tastes like.
I feel what you're saying, dude. A diet
7...
Or you get like the, sugar-free lemon lime popsicle and you melt it down and then you drink the syrup from it. Yes, that's kind of what it is.
There's no sugar. There's not a hint of sugar in this. This isn't sweet. Hint of lime. I guess I would taste the lime over the lemon.
I taste the lime over the lemon.
Yeah, over the lemon, you but totally don't call yourself lemonade. It's 5% alcohol, real fruit, real my butt.
On this scale of 10 that we're putting these on, I'm gonna give this less than a 5. We're gonna go.
Wow, 1.
2.5 for me.
1.
2.5
for 1.
Me.
We're gonna move on to hopefully what's better, even though I bashed the heck out of this can.
I mean, it's
the
a different
lemon
color.
Shandy, I was actually thinking the two. That one, the lemonade, tasted like a carbonated seltzer water. No flavor.
With you know, when people are trying to lose weight, they put like lemon in their water or lime in their water. So it's like a seltzer water with a little squirt of lime. Definitely more lemon smell on this one.
Not as much cleaning solution.
Correct.
Is that?
It's more of a natural lemon, almost like a lemonade.
It's sweet.
Like
it's
a lemonade. Cheers. Cheers.
I'll get into this one. And it looks the right color. Dull.
It tastes like a lemon shandy. I don't even know, like, is this one a seltzer? Like, do we mess up here? Like, is this one a seltzer and not a shandy?
No.
Is it supposed to be, like, some kind of shandy?
I think it's a shandy.
Yeah, this one doesn't even tell what it is. I think that's why we're confused. This one doesn't tell you if it's a seltzer, a shandy. It just tells you it's lemonade. You know what I'm saying? At least this one, like, when I'm tasting it, it says lemon shandy. And when I taste this, it's definitely a lemon shandy vibe.
This tastes like, I will give them this. If you go to a fair, you know those the fresh squeezed lemonades?
I love those. Don't say anything bad about them. No. I was about to fight Rich on camera and you were about to watch
it. They give you the cup with the yellow and the white stripes?
Yes, and they put like pounds of sugar in that. It's great. It's phenomenal.
This gives me the thought of that.
Okay, I feel
but
it.
But then take that and dilute it with heavy water. Like way too much water and no sugar.
Let me taste it again.
Then that is what this tastes like. I feel like once again, it's a lemon shandy. Put some sugar in here, even though I'm not a huge sugar fan, but it's watered down. It's diluted. That's why I'm saying dull. It's not a strong bite. Like Leinenkugel has a lemon shandy. When you drink that, you're like, okay, this makes sense.
Correct. I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's very, I don't even know if dull is the right word. It's very bland. Like bland.
The flavors aren't bold or weak.
It's not bold. It's not, it's like very middle.
It tastes like if you had that, you sat it out, similar to you saying, and the ice was in it and it all melted.
Or you had the Leinenkugel and it became skunky and it's almost like a year old.
So 10 out of 10, you know, for this, I definitely got that one. I'm giving this a 4. It's still not good.
I'm still sipping on it. So does that mean I like it? I don't know.
It's better than that is what it means.
Yeah, does it deserve over a 5? Or do I go still, like, would I buy this and drink it? Probably not. Out of 10, like, I'm going to have to agree. It's, like, going to be under the 5. You give it a 4? I'm going to have to probably double that and give it a 4 as well.
Oh, I thought you said double. No. Like, you're 8? I'm like, what?
No, I meant, like, double your 4. Okay. I'll give it a 4. Okay. I'll give it an 8 total.
Let's tally
it up.
This is the first time we've ever had this.
Unprecedented.
Wow.
This is crazy.
All right, so now we're going to have to go to a last resort, a final round. There was a tie. They were both at 11.5.
That's unbelievable.
So what I'm going to do here is we're improvising. I'm just going to pick one for me. So I'm going with the lemon shandy. That's my winner, even though they tied. Do you have one that you would pick, a preference?
See, I was going to do a little bit more scientific and which one smells better.
No.
All right, Rich says no. I'm just gonna pick one, going with the thirsty dog and lemon shandy.
Default is the lemon shandy. Otherwise, they were a tie. But in our hearts, the lemon shandy got it.
It's the winner, guys. Make sure to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and let us know in the bottom, have you tried any of these? Yeah. What lemon shandy or lemon beverage, alcoholic beverage, do you like the best?
Anything worse out there we can try?
Let us know, and we'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.
It's like shitty water.
It's not hard, dude.
It's not good.
It's horrible, dude.
Maybe grandmas would like that.